Talking to a very fine group of elders some time ago, I asked them, I said, what's the purpose for this church? What are you as the leaders of this church trying to do? Well, they said, we're trying to get everybody to heaven. Well, that's a worthwhile goal. The only problem is I don't read that in my Bible. Our goal then is to get Christ formed in people and everything else will follow along. What we need to then have is what I call a formation-focused church. That the purpose of this church and what we're trying to do is basically not just get people to heaven, that's a worthwhile goal, but really, when you look at Paul was a formation-focused person that he wanted Christ then formed in you. What is the goal of the Christian? Number one, it is not conduct change, but character change. The book of Ephesians, we'll talk about this later, is classic in this area. Paul spends three chapters talking about who we are before he talks about what we're to do. When conduct or when character is changed, conduct will follow. I remember sending my son to Camp Wildwood outside of Searcy, Arkansas. And they had a parents' day, so we visited him on parents' day. He said, Dad, I want to show you my cabin. I said, fine. So we went to see his cabin. He said, this is my bed. This is where I stay. And I was flabbergasted. The bed was made so neatly and so tightly, you could have bounced a quarter off of it. His shoes were all lined up. His clothes were all lined up. And it was the neatest thing I had ever seen in my life. And I said to myself, praise God. Wildwood has changed my boy. He goes home. One day after he got home, I started into his room, opened up the door to go in, and I closed the door. I didn't think it was safe to walk in there. I hadn't had a tetanus shot in several years. I asked him, I said, son, I said, have you ever thought about putting your clothes in these drawers that we have supplied? He said, yes, I've thought about it. I said, but what's the deal here? He says, well, this way I can see everything I own. I said, well, that's obvious. You can do that. Now, why was it so neat at Camp Wildwood and a mess in his room? Because he was at Camp Wildwood, there was a force from without that said, if you don't have a clean bed and all it worked out, we're not going to get the Cabin of the Day award or whatever it might be. So he did what he had to do, not what he chose to do. And when he gets home then, really, his character had not really changed. It was still the same. When character changed, then conduct will follow it. Later on, he asked me one day, he said, Daddy, do people come from dust? I said, yes. I said, do they go back to dust? I said, yes. He said, we got a bunch of folks either coming or going underneath my bed. Maybe some of you have reared children can identify with some of this.